kids. How the fuck do you do that? Well, they have a motivation. So their self-image is great. Their need is great. Their self-image is great. So therefore, in order for that equation to work, just like any algebraic equation, they have to have a huge motivation. So that's how that applies. It has to do with the parity between self-image, faith, and the needs. Because if you don't need an island, you won't earn enough money to buy one.
I thought you were saying space. Faith.
Faith is
faith
self-image.
Is self-image.
That's correct.
So they're
profound.
Profound. So the self-image has to be a triad then.
Well, duh. Everything does sooner or later, doesn't it? How else do you get your Z axis?
Yeah, so that would have directionality built into it. Well, directionality and also
now,
backup.
Come on now, we've said the most profound thing that's ever been said, and you said, so that has to have something to connect to it. Come on now, this ain't the Brady Bunch, baby. This ain't the Brady Bunch. Here's a story of a lovely lady. He was busy bringing up three very lovely girls.
So can you have motivation without need?
No, you can't. Well, it'd be very small. The equation, if you have a small need and a huge self-image, you're going to have no motivation. Or if you have a huge need and you have no self-image, then you're going to have zero motivation. See? You can figure it out. You can divide it by, let's say need divided by motivation will tell what their self-image is. See how you can figure out the different A, B, and C? Dun, dun, dun. Green.
Is that the triad? Scott?
We don't know. He doesn't even know what we're talking about, Bob. It's okay.
There are lots of triads, I think. But if we have to cross the desert in an exodus, don't need a leader?
Fucking God. What are we talking about?
See, Scott,
about
you
now?
Keep
Come
trying on, to fit it into logical
on,
things.
Bob. Moving the, on, Bob.
The good thing about Biden winning, and he gets into the White House for a couple of minutes, is that makes Trump win in the long run and become viceroy.
Get them clothes off. Get them clothes off, Jack. Come on in here. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate you so much.
No. We're trying to help you, Scott, get some understanding.
Viceroy of what? Viceroy of what? Is he a viceroy of the aliens?
Where there's no taxes.
Well, then, but a viceroy is not the ultimate authority. He's the emissary. He's the emissary of an authority.
Bob is the authority, Scott. Didn't you know it's lockdown Bob rule? You know, he said this twice or maybe three times. Come on now.
I'm the authority,
Bob is the authority? How can Bob be the authority?
You'll be surprised how that happens.
Ask him. He's right there.
Because I am the authority. Nobody knows as much as I do on the planet, Scott. And I have actual things at work.
What are you going to authorize, then? You're going to authorize something.
I'll authorize the new currency.
See,
I'll authorize the patent office. I'll authorize every fucking thing. I'll become a little more busy than I am now, Scott.
Shit, don't bank on that shit. That's big.
What's your motivation?
Yeah, big talk.
What's your motivation?
Yeah, what's your, he has no needs. He has no self-image. No needs.
Great
at
motivation.
All. So he has no needs, so he's not going to do anything. So he has no motivation. So that's why you got to have a viceroy, a Dowager King to run things so Bob can keep his feet on very plush pigs.
You're right. That's exactly it. So, you know, practice understanding this a little bit. Don't try to come on up with another goddamn stupid theory from a nobody.
No, but I'm not supposed to understand. How can you understand something that doesn't make sense?
That's what you don't know. How to understand things that can't be understood.
I don't know that.
It's a subtle move. I'm good at it. So anyways, I think you're getting it, Scott. This massive frustration of everybody, every branch of government.
Nice.
And they're going to give up. They're going to give up. Well, okay, let some nebulous group sort this out.
Isn't that just malaise if people give up? How is that going to end up in a constitutional convention? So we don't have anything to do, so we might as well.
They'll give it over to the social order. They'll give it over to the social order, the public, the people, some nebulous hive mind, and it will resolve itself.
So who is the leader of the swine that says what we need is a new constitution? Somebody has to say that.
Apparently a few people around Trump. Trump's the one pushing for this. Maybe it's us. They do listen to us every week, Scott. Maybe Ion came up with this notion. We are the elite. So, I think you've got
your list. We're the elite. Okay.
Yeah, you're part of the elite, Scott. As long as you hang out here, you're part of the elite. Think of that.
There you go. Yeah.
Whomsoever will. It's part of the elite. Who's ever got the fucking guts? Come here and talk to me. As you're doing, Scott. You've done well on that point. There is all those other fuck dicks in the rest of them. They won't come in. Serling won't come in. They're all on there typing away, asking their puny little questions. Let's see who it is. Cider Somerset won't come in. Minimax is a bit nervous. Susanna's always coming in. She's cool. Let's see. Just the women. The women come in. The women dare to talk to Bob.
All went to the university.
Okay, so I think you have a major startling other point you want to make, Scott. I want to give you, you know, full benefit.
Big Rock Candy Mountain for me.
Okay, let's just get Ion. Let me just mute Ion for a second so we can hear your point. Okay, what'd you say, Scott, about rock candy?
Well, I said, can he sing Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Can we send it to you?
Can he sing
Big Rock
Candy Mountain?
Is that all you want?
That's the Wobblies theme song.
Oh, okay.
The Wobblies.
Can you sing that, Ion?
Workers of the World.
Wobblies.
Yeah.
We were singing Little Boxes.
Yeah, Little Boxes, sorry. Okay, so you don't have any serious topics you haven't broached?
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the tracks came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm heading for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, and we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the land is Big Rock, where the all handcuffs grow on bushes, and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empties, and the sun shines every day, on the bees and the cigarette trees and the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. And the Big Rock Candy Mountain, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft barn eggs. And the farmer's fruit trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall and the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, you never change your socks. and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks, and the brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey, too. You can paddle around in a big canoe, and the Big Rock Candy Mountains, and the Big Rock Candy Mountains. The jails are made of tin. You can walk right in and walk right in and walk right out again. As soon as you are in, and there ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, dogs, or picks. Oh, I'm going to stay where you sleep all day, where the hungry jerk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Is that the one?
Was that it, Scott?
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, you disappeared there for a while. I didn't hear
anything. Anyways, you heard it. He did.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
I've never heard of Ion. Thank you, Ion. You're a good sport, Ion.
All right, yeah.
Well,
I'm impressed.
Well, don't take advantage of it, but okay.
Tell that to Adam and Steve Hicks and the rest of those fuckers over at Fake Exploration.
Go bring us the head of Andrew Crystal and we'll take it for everything else.
Okay, that's very good. You don't have any deep topics, deep pockets. That's it, Scott? You're happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Thank you.
If we run out of stuff, maybe we'll come back to you, because a lot of people are failing to perform lately. Okay, thank you, Scott. Let's go over it. What?
Bye, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, don't say goodbye. You'll be back soon.
Until next
okay,
time.
Go ahead.
Until next
go ahead, Jack.
We can say goodbye.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
We fucking want to.
What's up? Very good.
Get them clothes off.
Let's go. What's up? All right. So, Bob, I'm going to do something a little different today. I want to read a quote out of I want to read a quote out of Understanding Media to start today.
Okay.
So I'm going to start right now. Okay.
Give the context. Give the chapter and stuff.
I can't. I wrote it down in my notes. It's about the electric light. Okay. Let us return to the electric light. When the light is being used for brain surgery or night baseball is a matter of indifference. It could be argued that these activities are in some way the content of the electric light, since they could not exist without the electric light. This fact merely underlines the point that the medium is the message, because it is the medium that shapes and controls the scale and form of human association and action. The content or uses of such media are as diverse as they are effectual in shaping the form of human association. Indeed, it is only too typical that the content of any medium blinds us to the character of the medium. It is only today that industries have become aware of the various kinds of business in which they are engaged. When IBM discovered that it was not in the business of making office equipment or business machines, but that I was in the business of processing information, then it began to navigate with dear vision. The General Electric Company makes a considerable portion of its profits from electric light bulbs and lighting systems. It has not discovered that quite as much as AT&T is in the business of information, the electric light escapes attention as a communication medium. So McLuhan wrote this in Understanding Media, The Extensions of Man. But if you think about what he was saying now, Bob, those things that he's saying does not apply to today's society. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, a lot of those nouns don't exist anymore. But maybe what's constant is the electric light, which he had on the cover of the first edition or so of Understanding Media, electric light bulb. It's the medium that has anything as content. It's a metaphor for non-physical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's very interesting to me because at the end of the day, everything that that illuminates you, that any human creator looks at, it has some type of light to it or a beam or something or a reflection. And it's leading me to this thing about when this light is gone, right? When you, anything you think about, anything with darkness, right? It's always this dark thing, right? Because it's the unknown. And I'm looking at what's happening right now with our society. I'm starting fast forwarding to what's happening with the election and everything. And it seems like with Trump, it's the unknown. You don't know what you don't know what's going to come out of this man, right? But with Biden, it's very, very safe. Well, you feel safe because you got the government as like your God, right? So it shows you that a majority of the people that live in this world are people that want like that security and are scared of the unknown. And the thing is, right now, the unknown is not the known. Like, you know, we know that this thing is going to flip on its head. So I say this, Ion, what is really going to happen? I know you talked about, like, the Civil War, but, like, when this EMP hits and it's darkness, what's going to be the effect when it happens? And then what's it going to look like when the lights come back on?
They're not going to come back on, and they're going to die in a position where they can't stand it. They've given their lives to their black mirror, and then their black mirror will give them no imagery. And so then it's over, and it'll be screaming, wailing, and bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys was drinking whiskey and rye the day that the music died.
Mm-hmm. So would this be a definition of most human creators when you look at your cell phone right now?
Danny Hall. What Danny Hall was about.
Okay. But listen to this, Ion. Check this out. So I think we had a breakthrough.
There's nothing to check. Baby, okay. There's nothing to check out. It's Danny Hall. It's what Danny Hall was about. That's the breakthrough. What was Danny Hall about?
I don't know. What was Danny Hall about?
You had to watch it. It's a Woody Allen bullshit movie. He was fucking his daughter.
Okay. So, but my question is, when you look at yourself and your cell phone and the tech body, which is your chip body, right? And as Bob said, there's five bodies.
You don't do that. You put yourself into the tech body, and then you look and see what you look like on the tech body. You know all them videos you put on the Instagram? You don't know how you look. You look at it, but you don't know. It comes across differently sometimes than what you see. Now, you're a bad motherfucker. We give you that. Ain't nobody mad, especially when I run around there naked and got no damn clothes on. It's the silliest thing we ever seen. But it's all right. We ain't mad. But you put it on out there, but you don't know what you look like. The tech body decides what's presented. So you're saying you come on to this thing, well, no, that this thing lets you look at what you see.
Okay.
Remember you try to send your videos and the tech body won't let it go through? Well, that ain't worth a damn, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Check this out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my question is this, though. We were on the show yesterday, me and Bob, like, we were talking about the five bodies, and one of the breakthroughs that we came through was about, like, everybody's engaged in this chip body, and when you're engaged in this chip body...
Are they?
I am. I'm engaged in social media and the chip body.
Whoa. You said social media and the chip body. What is the chip body?
Well, the chip body is like, you know, social media, TV.
Anything. Oh, really? Do you think? Shit. We don't agree.
Well, that's what Bob said. Bob, we don't know. Bob, could you talk about that?
Bob who? You can't
Bob Dom.
Bob, it's the dark. That's the fucking dark soul. You can't listen to that motherfucker. You wake up with a sore asshole, you listen to him.
Yeah, that's true, because Thompson died, so it's funny. So does that mean that the upside down is no longer a thing because Thompson died? Or does that mean that it validates the upside down?
No, it's worse.
It's worse now.
Because, Thompson was bound in this earthly realm, which was great because he could be contained. Now he's been loosed into the ethereal. So he can now we got to beat him in his little realm. We can. It just takes a little more effort, energy, gloom, despair, and agony, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all.
Mm-hmm.
Gloom, despair, and Thompson is in on me.
Got it. So the fact that he's there, he's going to try to, on a frequency level, try to prove his point, like, listen, I'm telling you, motherfuckers.
No. He's trying to force the upside down, which is what he said in his works. That's what he said in his works. That's why he made the quadrant. Well, that's Bob about his fucked up quadrant. We thought we was going to have to get rid of it, but he didn't want to get rid of Thompson. We can. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to get rid of Thompson.
But it seems like right now everybody's living in the upside down. Everybody thinks that Biden's winning, and it's Trump. We know that he's going to become a viceroy, or he's going to win, or whatever. Everybody is in the upside down right now. Would you agree?
Several are, not everybody.
What percentage would you say?
Oh, we don't know percentage because they come in and out of it. You have moments of lucidity. You know, you have Scott comes up with something brilliant. He's like A number one, and he starts talking about stupid bullshit. Like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did that come from? Yeah, so they are falling on and off the wagon. Endemically.
You got it.
There's your new word, Bob. Endemically.
This is a little
sidetrack. What's that topic, Jack, you just did? What do we call that?
Nigger loving Jews. That's it.
No. It was about what patterns?
Know? Well, if you know what it is, why are you asking?
No, I know what it is.
We're talking about electric light. We're talking about McCollum's statement.
Yeah, and then where did that lead to? The EMP, and then you said what percentage of people?
Yeah, what percentage of people are in the upside down?
Are going to die. So a lot of death. That's what it was. Huh? A lot of death. Okay, your next point.
Yeah, so, I forgot I was going to say you came in. But anyway, I want to get to talk about thinking. Actually, I want to get to talk about the printing press. This is a little sidetrack. Was Othello black? Was he an African-American? Or I don't know if he's African-American. Was he black, Othello?
No.
Shakespeare,
he had forgotten about America. He was a Moor, M-O-O-R, North Africa.
Yeah, That's not so, black. The Moors aren't black. They were dark skinned, but they're not what you call black.
Black.
The
but
black
they were black.
Moors
like,
were dark.
Okay.
They were dark, so, but not black.
If you put that man on social media today and people saw him and you had a question that said, is this man black or white? People would say he's black, correct?
No, they'd
Bob
say he's
said
mulatto.
It on the
they'd say
Bob,
mulatto.
You said that on the show yesterday.
They say he's mulatto. They say he's mixed. He's a light-skinned nigga.
Okay, got it. So my question to you is this. Bob made a very interesting statement yesterday. He said there is no such thing as racism until the printing press. Is that a true statement?
Right. You wouldn't know what it is until the printing
exactly.
press.
Exactly.
They didn't know the difference. People were little kids on the kindergarten. They didn't know the difference.
Okay, good. I thought that was a very good point, and I put it on my social media, and immediately I had people saying, are you serious? How do you know? Racism started with Christopher Columbus, and when he killed, I'm like, bro, you know, the printing press was in the 1440s. Columbus was fucking born in 51. Are you saying he was 11 years old killing? So it's like, people are so quick right now, right?
Yeah. What you're saying is there wasn't no niggers here when Christopher Columbus was here. Is that what you're trying to say? So he couldn't be responsible for it?
No, that, and he was 11 years old at the same time. He's like, oh, the printing press was here. Like, it's no way.
Right. So see, the whole thing, now this is that whole goes back to when they're running around screaming Black Lives Matter. If their life mattered, they wouldn't have to tell us. So, they're making the subjugation of not mattering, because otherwise individual lives matter. See, Bob, we don't know what Bob is, but Bob's life matters. But he's not going to tell you. He knows it. He's not going to tell you the obvious. But he's not going to run around and have people in the street screaming, Bob, lives matter, Bob's life matter, Bob, life. He's not going to have that, because he would say, I already matter. You don't have to tell me. I know. So to set that in puts everybody that's of color in a box. That's what's wrong with it.
But it was media already set up before this shit started to put black people in a box?
Yes, same way they try to do it with the Jews. They do the same thing with the Jews.
Okay, so how do... I'm not speaking for myself. I'm just speaking for colored people. I'm a colored person. How are they able to get outside of this box if no one is telling them or teaching them or giving them the information?
Well, they don't. See, they see outside the you're not judged by participles. You know who Harriet Tubman was?
Yeah.
Who?
She was the lady that went through the tunnel or some shit. Got through the tunnel. Or she back in
no, which one was she that? Was responsible for staging the Underground Railroad, which allowed...
Yeah.
It wasn't tunnels. It was a railroad. It was a
underground
railroad. And it wasn't even underground, for God's sake. It was a way.
Yes, it wasn't a choo-choo train, Ion.
Right.
There was no choo-choo train involved.
And it wasn't underground, and it wasn't underground.
The word underground means undercover. Undercover.
She snuck.
You got tunnel vision undercover. Nobody sees that vision.
She snuck people to the north. She snuck them away from slavery. Okay? She didn't care about black or white or green or yellow or purple. Mm. She was important because of what she did. She just so happened to be of color. But that had anything to do with how she saw it. Okay? So where's the participle in that sentence? She didn't see herself as anything other than making people have a better way.
Mm-hmm. So that goes back to the printing press, where they were able to now portray or visualize or draw something that could be spread to masses, whether, you know, it started at the book form. You know, it was the book form before telegraph.
And so everybody could find out how fucked up the diary of Anne Frank was. Ever read that? Ever read that?
No, I never read it, but I know about her.
No, that's Helen Keller. She's not blind. Anne Frank wasn't blind. She was a little Jew bitch that they lived. They lived in the walls because the Germans was trying to kill the Jews.
Yeah, she couldn't see shit. She was blinded to the fact that that was happening.
Yeah.
No, seriously. And she
was a lesbian, and she was a lesbian with Helen Keller, and she got it. She was a freak. She was a car-carrying freak. She would fuck Helen Keller in the wall. That's right. That's nice.
That's good.
That's media ecology. There you go. See what happens when you make the printing press. You can know things. It's pretty ridiculous.
See, and this is the interesting thing.
that the printing press was created by Germans. Well, it says. I don't know if that's true. Is that true, that it was a German guy that created the printing press? Is that a true statement? It's on Wikipedia.
That's Bob. Fuck yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, Gutenberg.
Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg made the machine, but okay, Gutenberg right. was responsible for the typesetting.
But it came
from
China, huh? Yo,
Jack, according to Ion, the printing press actually happened 200 years before 1450, like the 1200s,
oh, really?
And at the time of the plagues and things like that. So the actual effect. Now, the other thing to realize, when the Gutenberg press happened, take the old date, 1450, nobody was literate for another 200 or 300 years. Only the elites read the books, or the middle class, which is starting.
They didn't make books. They made Bibles. They were printing Bibles and or high-ended Latin that no one could read anyway. So they were just finding a way to make the monks have an easier way to go. But that's when Bob was fucking little boys in the priesthood.
Hey, oh, yeah, wait. Listen, Ion. When they were making the books, though, listen, when they were making the Bibles, right, and I said that today. I said, listen, you know, the printing press, you put something in the book, that's the fastest way to spread information. You know what I mean? Like, you could write stuff down, but, like, you could make a book and mass produce it. But when they were doing these books, were they mass producing it and putting a price on it? Like, hey, look, these Bibles are going to cost you fucking, what were they doing?
No, they didn't do it. No, they would just put it in their library.
Okay.
So it was Aretino, A-R-E-T-I-N-O, who was the first guy to make a lot of money out of books. And who knows when it was, because the dates are all screwed up. But he's generally considered around the time 1500, say. Aretino, the Scourge of Princes. That's what he was called, the Scourge of Princes.
Hey, but check this out. So this is now
Lord Byron wrote really nasty things about him.
Yeah. So Jack, when people were saying, how could Christopher Columbus blah blah blah? Christopher Columbus did not experience the book world. He was before the book world.
Yeah. No. How can he? No, but he was born after the book world. He was born in 1451.
You're not understanding. When Gutenberg started making the fucking books,
I get it.
It took 100 fucking years.
I get it, Bob.
It takes a lot to make a literate environment.
Yes, I get it. But this is my next question right here that I want to get sidetracked, is that the people that they were making this Bible and they were printing it, right, and they were putting it in the library, and they were not thinking about monetization or, like, let's sell this book for something, right? And the Bible became one of the most, well, I don't even want to say one of the most powerful book of all time. And the book that's the most powerful book, that's probably the most consumed book at a high level of distribution at the B2B level, B2C level.
No, you're wasting your time with this thinking.
No, but
the Catholic Church is not based on the book. Okay? Not based on the printed book. The Catholic Church was in charge for another 100 fucking years, but gradually the Protestants started to build up a thing, and then they had 100 years of war. Now you get into the 1600s. It's a long process, this bookness that's happening.
This is what I'm trying to say, though. What I'm trying to say is the most consumed book, or the book that most every person that lives in the States or in America in the world goes by the Bible, right? And they had to get the Bible sometime.
They used to, but not anymore.
At some point. I know, not anymore, but at some point. But what I'm trying to get to is this. That the I want to talk about being able to make money.
Stay on topic. You know, you're jumping around.
Okay, what I'm saying is this. The most powerful book in the world that's consumed, the person that created, the people that created it were not thinking about making money about it. And it became the most powerful thing. So my next question
is... Within 100 years, a lot of people were making money. Books it created a whole new market. And eventually Alexander Pope objected to the fucking market. He wrote a poem about it. About how dumb people were becoming because they were reading books too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you start having the middle class. And that's the 1740. The Dunciad is what he wrote.
East India Trading Company.
East Indian
Well, they're the ones who set up the empire, the literate empire, you could say. And they're still around. So okay, and so you're trying to say something about a great book. You're collapsing the years too much.
I know.
It was a long process.
I went sidetracked. So let's get back to like the electric light and all these things about the like.
No, why don't you finish the printing press point that you were trying to make, then find out what you got wrong, and then learn something.
Okay. So my question to you about the printing press is that the person that did the printing press was German, right? And you think about people in Germany, think about Hitler, you think about racism, you think about hating
black
people.
There ain't no Germany at the time. It wasn't German. They were little principalities. Germany didn't become
now,
a country until 400 years later, 1870 or something. Okay? You got to understand the span of time going on here.
That's true. But okay, I'm gonna do that and fast forward to the point now that at the end of the day, none of that matters. Like that printing press and that whole book shit and all that information was the biggest thing of all time. And now, finally, but that now is irrelevant, right? What is next? What is the next, like, you know, when you're taught to learn your ABCs, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, seventh grade, college, what is the new literacy, Ion?
I think you broke Ion.
Maybe.
Maybe. Sounds like I'm on the ground.
You put the goober on the Gutenberg.
the literacy is now. You wouldn't call it literacy. You're asking what use is the eye? Is that what you're asking, Jack? Does the eye have a use?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, does the eye have a use? I mean, that's not what I wanted to ask, but that's a good question. Does the eye have a use, Ion?
Here, I'm going to make you real smart, Jack. You go to page 52 of Phineas Wake, and Joyce writes, television kills telephony and brothers broil. The eyes demand their turn. Let them be seen. So there's Joyce knowing we were getting past the book. He called it television and telephony. And the eyes were weak. They didn't have any medium to support them in isolation, like they did with the printing press. So they were demanding to be seen. So Joyce offered a solution. His book was the eyes trying to be seen. But they had to be synesthesian eyes because they couldn't get the isolated place that the printed book gave them. So they were trying to get seen, and it's a big question whether they're ever going to be seen.
Interesting.
You get it?
Yeah, I do. That makes sense. I know that.
You know what? Maybe.
That.
Okay, Jack, maybe the eye gets saved by the ION program of ascension. But that's the original eye of the citadel of consciousness. And it's not a social mortar eye. It is the eye of, what you call it, integrity or something. The eye of eternity. That's the eye that's going to get retrieved, which came from the original condition. Not social mortar conditioned eye.
Yeah. So, Bob, you would say that the two eyes that you have on your face that you see is obsolete now. It's more of the third eye, huh?
Yes. McLuhan used to say that. He used to say the two-eyed people were gone. No more two-eyed people. He said it becomes cyclopean, one-eyed people. Yes, and some people might say it's external or internal, the third eye. You know, the one-eyed is probably debated where it is. But yes, we became cross-eyed, so to speak.
Yeah, and see, that makes sense to the EMP, because when the EMP hits, you don't see shit. All you can see, well, not even all you can see, is all you can think to see is something outside of yourself. So,
you use yourself. You use your fingers to feel around.
Yes, true. You're right.
You're walking in the dark. You're a blind man with a cane tapping, but you have to use all your tools to tap with, whatever tools you got. Did you get knocked out, Ion? Are you finished with Jack?
He went to go do something.
Well,
you want some on the static system?
Yippee.
What'd you say, Ion?
So you said that a lot of fat, like in the lymphatic system, is more autonomic, right? You said within the lymph nodes.
Yes.
So would you say that?
Hey, Jack, I got to make a point. You know, Scott says because Christopher Columbus was literate and he had a book, that's not an environment of printing press. It takes a couple of years before there's an environment of readers.
Yep.
A good chunk of the population reading books. That's when it becomes an effect. Individuals can read books, but they don't make it an environment.
People had to learn to read before they found out they were illiterate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there had to be a public that was made by books, which took a couple hundred years before anybody understood there was a book situation.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's not like you could just read a book and just be literate right away. You got to, like, know.
You become literate. You've got to have thousands of people in your community reading books before it's an environment.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
There was a chance that the Catholic Church, based on non-book reality, they're based on the manuscript or maybe oral lying and little boy fucking. They still, 100 years after the printing press, still gathered their forces together and created the resistance. What was it called? The Reformation or Renaissance? I don't know what they called. They called themselves something, and they formed the Jesuits to be a military wing to go around beating up and killing Protestants. But they were still able to do that 100 years later. 100 years after that, the Catholics had to give it up. The Protestants took over because there was a huge reading book. Public reading, and that changed the society. And the Catholics got put aside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's not till the 1600s. So you have the printing press environment had a big effect on the world, but it took hundreds of years to happen. Not like the internet, which takes 5 years to happen.
Ah. Okay, Bob. So that's a good, like, so why does the internet take 5 years because you receive information in a visual image instead of like reading?
No, everybody got online. Everybody got a computer.
So the environment was built faster, basically.
Yeah. Very fast.
Okay.
The radio environment was faster than the book. The TV was maybe faster than the radio environment. Each new electric digital environment was faster. Until you got the smartphone, I mean, maybe that's the fastest. All over the world, people got smartphones,
mm-hmm.
or at least cell phones, whatever the early phones were. And so that was really rapid. And that catches society really off guard. That's why we have crazy politics. Nobody is caught up to the impact of the cell phone on political institutions, which are based on older media.
Mm-hmm. Will he ever catch up?
No.
Or is it mustard?
It's collapsing now, and it's going to be adapted to whatever the technology is. It might be our technology. Whatever's going to happen over the next few years is it's not going to be like anything that industrial or print institutions created. That's why there's going to be no taxes.
Mm-hmm.
An industrial society has to have taxes. But we're going into something different because we have got different post-media, digital media, so money isn't even around to be organized anymore.
What do you mean it's not going to be around? So people are not going to use money?
Money's a printing press thing.
Okay, so how are people going to buy a piece? How are people going to get food? I know that your complete formulas are food, but is that going to be the only thing that's there? Or like
they're going to be put into a communistic, socialistic environment. Everybody's put on a guaranteed income, something crazy like that. But Ian says that will not work. So I don't know if we'll ever get it resolved. People are going to die.
Ian, will it ever be resolved?
Look, Ian, if you're not going to participate for the next hour or so, let us know. Go off and do your ablutions and eat or whatever so we can get some other things done rather than waiting around trying to get you to talk. So what are you doing, Ian?
What do you want to know?
He just asked you something. Ask out of game.
Man, fuck, I forgot what the fuck I just said.
See, and you're wondering why we're stone cold stupid, because, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, y'all go eat and come back.
Oh, no, only because I'm high and I'm drunk. Not drunk, but I've been drinking. That doesn't mean that I didn't care about what I said. It's just in the moment I was flowing, talking, and I thought we were really engaging, but... Since we're not on that, I do have a question about the...
No, just go away. What your question was something about if there's no money, how are people going to eat or buy things?
Exactly. Bob said there's going to be no more such thing as money. So what are people going to do to consume food? And
Wait, he's answering. What, Ian?
They're going to type. Bob said they don't need money. All they got to do is keep typing. So they're just going to keep typing on the Snapchat.
Right, but how are they going to get anything else when they stop typing?
Oh, when they stop typing, then the government's going to give it to them, and then they're going to find out the government ain't got it, and then they're going to starve.
Right. They're going to pretend to bring in sort of the old dream of a guaranteed welfare or income, but society won't be organized enough because everybody forgot how to read. They won't be able to organize anything, and everybody will starve. The government will fail to deliver.
Ian
said that, I think, in the private session coming up.
What do you mean they're going to be typing? What do you mean when you type them?
Black mirroring. Just black mirroring what they do now.
Okay. So, Ian, I heard you say in the last, a couple of weeks ago, that when Moses went to the top of the hill and asked God what to call him, and in the Bible it talks about I am, and I heard you say that he didn't really say I am, he said Ion. Did you say that to be funny, or did he really say Ion?
It wasn't funny, that's what he said. He was giving credit to non-physical.
Okay. So why?
Who said Ion, Jack? Who said Ion?
I guess in the okay. So the story's about the Moses on top of it went to the top of the hill, asked God who he was. I guess God said that because in the Bible it says that he said I am, but Ion said, in a previous session or a couple of weeks ago that he didn't say I am. He said Ion. That Ion is God because Moses asked him,
Jack,
who is God.
Here's how it happened. Or this is an aspect. When Ion showed up, we didn't have a name. So I asked Ion, what do we call you? And they said, I am. Now, I was thinking if people would have private sessions with Ion. So I said, they're going to go, okay, I am. What about this? It just sounded stupid. So I changed the M of I am to N, as in Ned, so Ian. And that's why he went on the first show as Ian. And we only had that for a couple of days. Then Ion, and I thought it was JW, we got an email from JW, but a year later I realized it was from Ion. And JW/Ion recommended the word Ion. So this is new to me. So then Caroline looked it up, and there were five different reasons. She said, Ion's a good name. So we picked it, and we dropped Ian. And, I am was long forgotten. But you're bringing up a point that Ion suggested Ion, and I didn't know until right now that maybe he was quoting something before Moses or something.
Yeah.
So that's new to me to say that Ion came before I am.
Yeah. So now that's pretty funny now because
you would ask Ion if that's what they, if you heard it right. Did Ion come before I am?
And he said, yeah. Ion, did Ion come before I am?
Do it again after I said my bit.
Okay. Ion, when Moses went to the top of the hill and asked God, who am I? And in the Bible it says, I am. He really said, Ion. Is that what happened?
the stodgy ones took longer with the stodgy ones.
The what?
Stodgy ones, it took longer.
So the stodgy ones stuck with IM, Ion?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the we don't know what medium it was in. Was it in manuscript or something? You know, they're manuscript people, the stodgy ones. The oral people, the enlightened Kathanaki, if I haven't said the word in a while, whatever those guys were, my buddies, the Kathanians or something, they maybe knew it was Ion.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call Coathanites? Coathanites.
So, you know, that's a very interesting question. How does something that big go missing for this many years? Like, why now do we finally know that, oh, yo, like, the nigga wasn't talking about Ion, he's talking about Ion.
Well, like, Ion never intervened till now. Nobody knew about Ion. Ion never came forth to be in the physical to give itself a name. Ion was just a non-physical, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Ion is God. I mean, I'm not saying that it's powerful.
Listen. Ion was created by little men who were not gods. It was a relief mechanism. It was a nice, comfortable place to go when they were sick of trying to be eternal in the physical. So they drop out and transition to a place, a nice, warm womb, hang out there. But I don't know how they got back, and it wasn't called reincarnation, but I don't know what happened to them. But they quit society. They quit living, and they died. That's what Ion provided the environment for people to die into. And as we ascend, Ion stops being the dead environment or the environment for the dead and comes forward and mixed with the physical.
Okay.
So that means now, Bob, that Ion is becoming more physical.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
So when you say he's becoming more, well, Ion, when you're becoming more physical, are you like wearing clothes and shit physical, or are you like physical like, you know, you're still in the spirit realm, but you're all realms, you're multiverse. But like, what does physical mean to you, Ion? Does that mean like you're a person, like in the, you have a chemical body? Hello?
Yeah, too important to answer, Ion? Too early to tell?
Yeah, we're not talking about that. That's cool.
No, don't give up. Find out what Ion's doing right now.
Ion, okay, I got a question.
Don't change topics. Why aren't you answering?
Why aren't you answering?
Those are the words you say next.
But Ion, why aren't you answering? I don't want to force it. I don't want him.
You better force it. No, you won't get anywhere unless you force it.
I know. I want to say it a different way. I'm going to say the same thing, but say it a different way. Ion, do little men allow you to become more physical and have a chemical body? Ion, do you use little men's power to become physical? Do you use little men's power to have a chemical body?
No, you fucked up, Jack. You disconnected. Start crying or something. Maybe you'll get some sympathy from Ion.
It's okay. He doesn't want to talk about it. I didn't really want to talk about it that much either. It's just kind of,
well, you should want to talk about it. Maybe that's why he's not answering. You don't know what you want.
I mean, I do want to talk about it, but the fact that he is not talking about it, I'm not going to force it. You know what I mean? Like, it'll come out. You know what I mean? I'll talk about the lymph nodes. About, you know, why do the lymph nodes have to do with the autonomic system? Ion?
Okay, I ain't not going to talk for a while. So we're going to do Finney's Wake. And the way we do Finney's Wake is everybody's allowed to participate. That's the way we want to do it. We want to get more people engaged in it rather than just listening to me read a page or two. We do need to know what's the next page, unless Ion told us and someone remembers last time. Ion can bottle this up by not giving us the next page. So, Ion, what's the next page of Finney's Wake?
Hello? This is Homer News.
Hello?
Scott, what's up, man? Hey, Scott, I got a question for you.
Yeah?
Does Bob have you on payroll to, like, say stuff to go against what they say to, for conversation?
No. He didn't have me on any payroll.
No. I was wondering. I like you, man. I wasn't trying to be... that wasn't like a shot at you. So I just sometimes like, man, Scott, because you got to think, I and Bob, all the shit they say has never been wrong. But it always seems like you're always going against what they say. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know that it's never been wrong.
What have they said that's been wrong?
Hello?
Going on. I didn't say that. I said, I meant this. You know, it's like, okay, I guess I misunderstood you. So that's a classic con game technique.
There's so many things that, you know, anybody could say one thing, like, no, I meant this. But I mean, at the end of the day, when you say there's going to be recounts, before the election, and then there's recount, there's not like, oh, I meant this or meant that. I mean, that's like a fascinating thing for someone to say, man, it come true. You know what I mean? That's not like a,
Well, yeah, but a lot of people, I mean, Ion didn't say that until like the day before the election. He didn't say that months ago.
Nah, Bob said that shit like
no, he said it, but he said everything 6 months ago. Scott, you didn't hear it. Said everything 6 months ago.
I didn't hear that. No.
No, you didn't hear it.
Okay. Yeah.
So you'll have to play it for me because I've been listening for 6 months and I never
heard it. Bert would find it. Bert would find it.
Scott.
Yeah.
Are you married, Scott?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
Right. Yeah, he left the building.
What?
Okay, are you back, Ion? You going to answer Jack's questions?
He asked one. We might.
I said, do little men give you power to become physical? Well, you already have power, but I mean, well, Do you want to become physical? Do you want to engage?
Well, you might want to clarify what physical is. Ion does not want to become human form. Human form is stupid for Ion. They're going to become a different kind of physical. Wouldn't even be called physical, maybe. And we are becoming non-physical. We're mixing the two. Heaven and earth are coming together.
Merging.
Merging. Mm.